Police and the chief coroner now believe the drugs are linked to 20 deaths. One of those is Callum Patterson Jones, who died at the start of the month. He had been in rehab, was clean, but was allowed to leave with 4 weeks left in his treatment to become a day patient. But dealers still wanted their client, ended up going to Callum's house to give him a free helping. He took a fingernail worth of the drug and died that night. Now, his father, Lewis Jones, is using Callum's story to call for the government to do more to fight his problem or this problem. And Lewis Jones is with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you give us some background to this? You went to great lengths, did you, to get Callum some help?
It started with basically the situation was getting out of control. And we ended up taking Callum, because he was in a zombie-type state, to the doctor. And when we sort of come to an end there, my wife and Callum went to the chemist, and the doctor pulled him to one side and said, if you don't do something, your son is not going to be around for too long. And you walk out of the doctor, basically, and you think, what the hell do you do? Because there's no roadmap out there telling you where to go. And from there, you know, it's been an investigation sort of from different agencies to try and find information to be able to sort things out. And it's a nightmare to get the information and get things put together because all these different agencies don't talk to each other.
But you got him into rehab, did you? And how did that work out? He was doing okay?
Well, we got him into Federal Street Detox. And the system there was brilliant because they went out for outings and got them, instead of just sitting in a room, just lying there, they had activities and therapy type sessions. And within the first couple of days, he was there because he was under the impression he was under a Section 9, which was under police enforcement to go there because he wouldn't go unless there was some kind of motivation for him to go. So, and, you know, he came back to me and said, Dad, I went to a meeting last night, and he said, I had to stand up, and he said, my name's Callum Jones, and I'm a drug addict. And he said, it's so powerful that he, you know, it woke him up. And he was on the road to recovery. After 2 weeks of being at Federal Street Detox, we went through another hurdle trying to find guarantee that there was a bed for him in a rehab centre, and where I spoke to a Mount Eden organisation, the Bridge.
So he left rehab, did he? He left rehab?
Detox. Because the thing is, rehab won't take them unless they want to be there and are clean. So, you know.
Did he want to be there?
He actually signed the paperwork and went in on the voluntary after being in 2 weeks in detox.
Okay, so he left, though, and that's when he was sought out by dealers and took some more synthetic drug. Is that correct?
That's correct. That he was just over a month, over 6 weeks clean. We'd actually been to a meeting where basically he was awarded a certificate, you know, so for doing, you know, with a lot of other ones there.
Okay. They badgered him, did they, these dealers? Why do you think he gave in? What happened?
Well, the thing is, unbeknown to us, he was being pushed out of the Bridge. They were not dealing with his personality. So they were pushing him onto a day program, and he was spending more time at home than what he was actually at rehab.
But the dealers got to him. The dealers got to him, Lewis?
Yeah, well, the thing is, unbeknown to us, until sort of the last day, he was being text bombed by some other syndicate or organisation trying to get hold of him to supply him stuff.
You don't know who those dealers are? You don't know?
No, I don't.
The police haven't arrested them?
Well, the thing is, this is an ongoing investigation where basically, depending on the toxicology report and the findings there, I think I've been working with the police for the last 6 months in assisting another family, and we've grown a good relationship. And I think for this, you know, this one's a bit different where he was clean and he's being targeted because the actual dealers came to the house on the Thursday night to drop a package off for him. They came to him. He'd actually blocked their messages during the week, but they came to the house on Thursday night.
Okay, briefly, what do you want to see done?
I want to see justice. This, you know, the synthetics, these people in this situation, my son was clean. He resisted. He was in the dark, still in a dark, vulnerable state. But the thing is, the people there brought the stuff to him.
Understand. Thank you, Lewis. I appreciate it. It's very sad. Lewis Jones, father of Callum Patterson Jones, who died of synthetic drugs.